Welcome back to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. I hope that each of you had a restful and enjoyable Shabbos. As always, thank you so much for joining today's call on Erev Yom Kippur, the ninth day of the month of Tishrei. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their truly incredible continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Tuesday's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Jonathan Horowitz, Mora D'Astra of the Synagogue at Williams Island in Aventura, Florida, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Horowitz slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Horowitz to learn more about his wonderful community in Aventura. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Tuesday's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Horowitz.
Okay. And Naftali, I want to thank both you and the OU for giving me this opportunity to speak to such a wide, large Hoshiva audience. I want to wish all of you a Gemar Chasima Tova. May all of your tefillahs for yourselves and your families, your fondest dreams and aspirations, whatever you want, come to fruition in a COVID-free world. I'm going to exploit a diplomatic privilege that comes with being a member of the OU family, that even though we're very close to Yom Kippur, I want to share with you a Rosh Hashanah shofar idea. And it's not entirely appropriate because the shofar in Yirtzeh Hashem will be sounded tomorrow night at the conclusion of Yom Kippur. As you know, Sadia Gaon cites historical reasons for the sounding of the shofar. And the Rambam Maimonides cites moralistic ones. V'uru yishenim mishnaschem v'nirdomim lakitzum mitardmaschem, that awaken, it's a wake-up call to take an honest, unjaundiced appraisal of our shortcomings and to improve. But the idea that resonates with me, which I've shared with my congregation, and which I think offers hope for us in these terribly uncertain times, is a beautiful thought from Rav Huttner and Pachat Yitzchok. Rosh Hashanah, contrary to what many people think, commemorates not creation of the world, but rather the creation of man. And the Torah tells us, Vayipach bi'apov nishmas chayim, the Almighty, as it were, blew the breath of life into man's nostrils. And the Zohar Kodesh tells us, man din nofach mi delay nofach. When you blow, you impart your essence into where you're blowing. On the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, how apropos, we take the very same medium of blowing which he used to create us. And we use that primordial exhalation from the very depths of our being, the blowing, to validate that we are created in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's image. We're not monkeys. We're his crowning achievement. And I can't think of a more liberating, exalting message to know that we have within us the spark of the divine. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to abandon us because part of him inheres in each and every one of us. And it is our job to bring that divine spark to the fore, hopefully by emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again this year in a COVID-free world. The second thought is a Yom Kippur message from Isaiah, Rabbi Yeshua Horowitz, Zecher Tzadik L'Kodesh L'Vroch. He was a rabbi in Brighton Beach for over 50 years. I once asked my father, Zichrona L'Vroch, what did Zaydi say to his kehila on Yom Kippur? And my father remembered a typical Kol Nidre drosha from my grandfather starting something like this. He would invoke the Mishnah that we say in shul throughout the world every Friday night, which exhorts us to make certain that all preparations for Shabbos were completed on Friday afternoon on Erev Shabbos. When Shabbos starts, it's too late. Shloshet dvorim tzorech adam lomar b'soch peso Erev Shabbos. Three things. My Zayda would continue that Kol Nidre, which is chanted at dusk, before the onset of Yom Kippur should be viewed like a Friday, like an Erev Shabbos. It is chanted before the onset of Yom Kippur, which, as we know, is the Shabbos Shabbosom, the Shabbos par excellence. And in Yiddish, my Zayda would say in a sing-song, Zeigen a gewöhnliche Shabbos, lernen ins Chazal, asmen greizich, sie fregendich. On a normal Friday afternoon before Shabbos at Shul, the Mishnah reminds us you must ask the following three questions. Isartem, did I separate, did I tithe what I'm supposed to give to the Kohen, the Levite, the widow, the orphan? This you would say in temple times, because you couldn't do that. You couldn't tithe once Shabbos started. A Ravtem, the Erev that has to be set up around my home or around my community, was it firmly affixed? Once Shabbos starts, I cannot make that type of preparation. And finally, Hadlikuis Haner, did I, or the one who is supposed to light candles, Tinlech, my Zayda would then suggest homiletically, if Erev Shabbos is a preparation for Shabbos, then this world is also a Friday. It's a Shabbos, a preparation for the Yom Shekulo Shabbos, for the world of eternal Shabbos, the endless world of Shabbos, the world of eternal bliss, the world of Olam Haba. And what are the three things that we must prepare ourselves in this world to occupy a place in the world to come? Istartem, tithing, or tzaka, did I give of my time, my energy, and my resources to help alleviate the pain and plight of others? A rastem, which means, did I make an Erev, could also mean, was I me'urav im habriot, was I sweet and kind in my interpersonal dealings? And finally, hadliku is haner, did my activities vis-a-vis my fellow and my community and my neighbors, did I positively impact on them so that it could be said about me that I kindled the spark in all those who were fortunate to know me? I think these are the things that have to be firmly ensconced in our Yom Kippur psyche. Are we prepared? We have to undertake Kol Nidre to make sure that this three-pronged agenda is a part of our lives. To give tzedakah, to be me'urav im habriyos, and to light a spark. And in that merit, positively impacting on everyone, we should all be zoche to a world where this terrible mageif evaporates, where we live to see a world where Eretz Yisrael will be at peace with itself, that our world will be free of turmoil, and anyone who is suffering from whatever it is, acholas hanefesh, acholas haguf, and of course, this terrible pandemic, that they should experience a geula shleim, a personal redemption, that each and every one of us, everyone part of the beautiful OU family, should find sipuk, fulfillment from their families, from their friends, from their kehilas. And we should all be zoche to a geula shleim, with the arrival of Mashiach Shekeinu, beginning this Yom Kippur, of the Yom Tov to you all. I want to chant the kapitlach that you generally say, beginning with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lamanatzeach mizmor l'David, Yan cho adoino v'voy, v'yom v'voyn soro, Yisaged chosher hein, Elohei ha'yakor, Yishlach ezrecho mikovo v'idesh, umitzi yon yisodeko. Yizkor kol mincho yisercho, v'yolotcho yidash neselo. Yitain lecho chilvo v'bebecho, v'chol atzoscho v'yimalei. Nirarino v'yishu asecho, v'shem aleinu nigor. Yimalei adono v'voy, kol misho v'alo yisecho. Ato yodati ki yoshi adonoi mishiko. Yaneu mishmekochoi, bigvuros yesha yimino. Eilev orechev, yeilev asusim, vanachnu v'shem adonu ilahenu nazkir. Heimo koru v'nofolu, vanachnu kamnu v'nishoidod. Adonoi hoishio, hamelech yaneinu, v'yo v'oim koreinu. Titul Chaf Gimel. Eric Chaf Gimel, the 23rd Psalm.
Mizmor l'David, Adonai Eloheinu,
Ahuvi lo yechzor. Bein oyster sheyar bitzeini. Al meimenu chois eno avalei. Nafshi yesho lo yevei. Yam she give Yam say in me, be more wagalay, said there, boy. Tom Kielay, together they fall in more. Kia to be a body, she give it a ho, who shall on it a ho, she is it a ho, who shall upon the ho. Hey, mo yena, hamuni, ah, go, it's lefon, I shall look on. Never get so boy the boy. He shamito, the shaman roy she, koi si vito yo. Ah ha to is o chese. Ye ye de fubu ni ko ye me kayoi. Ve ye shaviti, de ve sa doi noi. Ve yoi rech yo homim. Kapitel Kuf Chafalef, Psalm 121, Perek Kuf Chafalef. Shilalois, Soenai, Elehorin, Neyayin Yohoyezri, Ervevezri, Meyimadu Hoyenoi, Ovohoyezri, Shemayim Yohoyez. Al yitein lamoy ragleko, al yovonu vom shoyim reko. Hinei lo yovonu velo yishon, shovo boi be yisroel. Adonoy shoyim reko, adonoy siliko, hallelujah, yimi neko. Yoy vama shemesh lo yakeko v'yoreyach b'aloivo. Arino yishmo orfo miko v'ro yishmo ez nafsheko. Arino yishmo seiko uvo yeho. Psalm 130, Perek Kuf Lamed. Shira Malois, Mimamaki, Ye, Mikrosi, Ye, Ko Adonoi, Adonoi, Shimo, Vovikoili. Tieno, Zako, Kashu, Vovovois. Liko ho ho the boil tachanu noi imavoi no ho ho boi tishmo boi yo adoi no boi mi yamoi ki en ko asili yako limavavan tivole ki visi adoi no ho boi. Kiviso vovo nafshi, palid vogo, vovo vovoi, vovo vovoi kolti, nafshi yegi, ladoi no vovoi, mi shoimrim la vovoi kev, shoimri yeyeyem, la hova boi kev, yakeu yisrovi, vevevevev, Hey, we noi, kimad noi yachet. We are the we boy moi fedus. Who if there's this room, we me cove of all our noi so. Mishabera Chavaseinu, Avroam Yitzchok, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Sora, Rivka, Rochel, Valeya. Hu yivorech v'rape yisacholim v'yisacholot v'avur shemishpachtam v'kahaladas William Island k'hol akilo shel ha'oyu shekulam mispalim v'nojim litztoka b'avuram v'ischar zeh ha'kodesh poruch hu yishlach lohem refuah shelema min ha'shamayim the Ramach Evoreim, the Shisagideim, the Sosho Yisrael, Refuas Hanefesh, Refuas Haguf, Hashto Bagolov Isman Koriv, and Omar Omein. Please forgive me, I didn't give you an opportunity to insert the names of loved ones, family members, and neighbors who are in need of a Refuas. So I'll do it once again in English and pause to give you ample time to quiet, to insert their names. He who blessed our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses and Aaron, David and Solomon, Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah. May he bless, heal all our friends and relatives, those who are plagued with any type of illness. The merit of all of our tefillahs, my congregation, and all the congregations of the OU, please insert their names to yourselves. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless them with a complete and speedy recovery, and may they rejoin the Jewish community swiftly and soon. And all of us, let us respond. Amen.
Hanisu in Batoro, Batoro, Bashi, Yivio, who I'm then a vain by yom, who vain by Yahabosho. Hamo, Okoim, Yirahain, Yirahain, Alehem, Figoitiami, Toro, Lihirvo, Kolum, Mayafelo, Yoiro, Nishi bulli giyu vavavula hashtol bahashtolo vuviz maniko vavadiv vinovoy maharo vavavamein.
As for our brethren, the entire family of Israel who are delivered into distress and captivity, whether they are in sea or dry land, may the Rabbono Shel Olam have mercy on them and remove from them distress, bring them to relief from darkness to light, from subjugation to redemption, now, speedily, and soon. And let us all say Amen. A good Yom Tov and Gemar Tzvin Tova to all of you.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Horowitz, for a beautiful Dvar Torah and a truly moving way of reciting the Tehillim and singing it. I know personally for me, it was very, very put me in the right zone, put me in the right mood to go into Yom Kippur. So I thank you for that. And I have no doubt that our many callers or listeners felt the same way. For a few minutes, it is a short day, but if we can talk a little bit, first question I'd love to ask you is, how are you and your family and the community doing?
Well, thank God. Unfortunately, I was afflicted with a frightening case of COVID before Pesach, maybe two other members of our community as well. But Chazdei Hashem, thank God I'm well, my family is well, and my members of my congregation, our Kehila, thank God, are faring nicely. Thank God, Baruch Hashem.
Chazdei Hashem, we're very grateful to hear that, and that you had a recovery, and Kadosh Baruch should continuously look out for you and the entire community. Everyone should be well.
Amen. Thank you.
So to get us started, for our listeners who may not be familiar with your community, have never been to Williams Island, if you could give us a brief overview of the shul and the community in general.
Okay. Well, Williams Island is located in South Florida in Aventura. It's a 80-acre complex. It's a gated community of over 2,000 luxury condos. And our Kehila is not a monolith. It's a very diverse, eclectic group of people, Sfardim, Ashkenazim, and people hailing from every section of the globe, North America, Central America, Latin America, and Eretz Yisrael. And it's just a very interesting congregation. We have people who are observant, people who are untutored, people who don't even know what an aleph is. And Baruch Hashem, everybody works concertedly to create a feeling, a warm feeling in our shul, where every, you know, every Jew is embraced regardless of their level of observance.
Wonderful. The world, Rabbi Horowitz, has really changed so much at this pandemic. We're now 6 going into 7 months of experiencing it, and unfortunately, it doesn't look like it's trending in the right direction. And we're now starting to hear stories of shuls and schools that, you know, may be going back to closing down. We'll see how things go over the Yom Tov of Sukkot, but it hasn't been an easy time, to say the least. And we've lost a lot of good people during that time. However, there's always a silver lining. And with every challenge, there's always opportunity. And when we think about change and change for the good, what communal changes do you anticipate for yours and perhaps even the broader Jewish community?
Well, you know, from my experience with this particular community, only 1/3 of our kehila, our regular membership, is currently here. The 2/3 are domiciled, you know, in different parts of the world. And even the 1/3 that is currently here, many of them are not necessarily clamoring to get back into shul, you know, with justifiable reasons. They're frightened. So we have a really bare bones presence at the shul. We have Baruch Hashem, a daily minyan, and it has become my tafkid really to communicate with people via phone and with, you know, with the Zoom. We have Adaf Yomi daily and other classes. And the beauty about Williams Island, it's a surrealistic place where as much as you would feel a sense that people are confined and quarantined in other communities, here people walk about and it's a very beautiful place. You walk around an island and you're surrounded by the intracoastal, by water, and people, other than the fact that they have masks on, it's business as usual. So some of my kehila who are here, I see on a daily basis, either at shul or they, you know, I see them when I walk around the island. The others I really have to be in touch with, you know, on a weekly basis, communicating with them via phone. And that's the way my rabbinate has really taken shape. The people that I used to see in shul, I'm not going to see them, so I have to reach out to them. And there are Holocaust survivors and elderly people who are homebound, and they have needs, and they need, it's important for me. In other words, I'm doing a poor job if I don't really reach out to them on a weekly basis and have a pulse on what's happening with them and their lives, with their children. And to the extent that this continues, I think that this is the way it's going to be. This is the complexion. This is how it looks for my kehila until and here, Hashem, we have a change. So that's the state of affairs here in Williams Island.
Well, the congregation is certainly fortunate to have you in their lives, be checking in with them for support and whatever it is that they may need. It's really wonderful. Last question for you. We're just a few hours going into Yom Kippur, and we truly hope that this year that all of us will be sealed in the book of life, and it'll be a good year filled with good health and blessings and everything, as you shared in your opening remarks, that everything that we're davening, that we're praying and hoping for, all of our aspirations, you know, will be answered with Tova for good. So Yom Kippur's here. Amen. But what's the game plan, at least for now, thinking a little bit forward in preparation for Sukkot, and perhaps even more complicated this year than any of the Yom Tovim, is thinking about Simchas Torah?
It's a good question. You know, we had a bare bones attendance at the shul, but we did a very interesting thing. Many of the island residents here in Williams Island, who are not necessarily members of the shul, they could not attend services at their respective synagogues, conservatives or reform, wherever it may be. We worked with the owners association, and we arranged that there would be a communal shofar blowing. In other words, we started davening at 8:30, and we had an abbreviated tefillah. We normally, it's 4.5 hours, 5 hours. We finished, let's say, at 11:30, from 8 o'clock, by roughly around 11. And we had a community shofar blowing. The Baal Shachar, who's our Baal Tokeya, blew for the entire community. It was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. We're limited in terms of, you know, in terms of social distancing. I don't know how wise it would be to have, you know, the kind of hakafas that we normally would have. But we will have a sukkah for the community, as we generally do. And there'll be rules and regulations governing, you know, how many people can be there at one time. And we'll try to avail to the best of our ability the opportunity for members of our community who would normally be confined, you know, who would be going to other synagogues, that they may indeed be able to partake of our sukkah, provided that, you know, certain regulations are adhered to. But looking forward, I really see that I'm hopeful that we'll have a minyan. I hope that more people will reach a time where people who are in different cities will be able to escape, and that there'll be some semblance of normalcy, that maybe we'll have more than one minyan. And as the winter comes, there'll be more snowbirds. So we'll have to adjust. We'll have to have more than one a minyan in the morning, both during the weekday and during the Shabbos. And once things get, you know, full throttle, there'll be a need for more shiurim. It will become more active, but active in the sense that we will be very mindful of the need to maintain all of the regulations that are currently in place now.
Right. Rabbi Horowitz, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us a picture of your wonderful community, as we are with all of Klal Yisrael and of the entire world. Our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers, are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. For my typical closing remarks, I just want to share, and actually I shared this idea with Rabbi Horowitz when we spoke, just the two of us on the phone last week in preparation for today's call, but an idea to share and to really come on the wonderful remarks that Rabbi Horowitz shared with us. And Rabbi Goldberg, Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg Kreshul, I have the privilege of davening at here in Boca Raton, at Boca Raton Synagogue, shares every year, right before Ne'ilah, quotes Rabbi Shlomo Karlbach, when we think about Ne'ilah, we're going into that final moment, the climax of Yom Kippur, where we're going to pour out our hearts and our souls to the Rabbonu Shlomo, to the master of the world. So the typical imagery that we have of Ne'ilah is of this gate that is closing, trying to get those last prayers in before the gates close. Shlomo Karlbach offers a little bit of a different take on it. We're picturing, we're standing, we're running towards that gate, we're trying to get those ideas in right before the gates close. His idea, his approach to it, which I hear every year from Rabbi Goldberg, is the following. You're right, the gates of prayer are closing in those moments, although the gates of tears are always open. But it's not closing in front of us, but rather closing behind us. That we are now going into Ne'ilah with the door closing behind us, and we are now in Yichud. We are now in seclusion, just us and the Rabbonu Shalom, just us and the master of the world. And that's what Ne'ilah is. It's an opportunity to stand before Avinu Shebashamayim, our Father in Heaven, thinking about the year ahead, whatever it is that we need, whether it's health, whether it's parnasa, livelihood, whatever we're hoping for, we're yearning for ourselves, for our families, for our community, whatever it might be. It's being in seclusion with the master of the world, with our Father in Heaven, and saying, this is what we need. This is what I'm davening for. So I wanted to share that last idea with you. And as we always conclude, we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered l'tova for good. And may the Rabbonu Shalom, the master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Shaya Miltowski of Ohev Shalom, Talmud Torah Congregation in Olney, Maryland. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day, and an easy and meaningful Yom Kippur. Gemar Chasima Tova.